But how was your week?
Oh, my week was pretty well. What did I do? What did I do? Oh, I've been doing a lot of homework.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
Well,
into
now that I'm
that.
back in school,
Okay.
my biology test, I mean, my biology class, the teacher ensured that we had 100 questions, 100 minutes. So that
Oh,
means a
wow.
minute per question,
Good
and you
question.
can't go back. If
Oh,
you
wow.
pass a question, you can't go back. And I was like, what is this? It was
Oh,
horrible.
wow.
It was horrible.
So are you, so were you able to answer the question or you, or skip the question, you can't go back?
No, you can't. So you can't
Oh,
skip
wow.
it.
Oh, so you can't skip it, so you just have to answer and then hope for the best.
I would have to move on. Like, I have to answer it before I moved on.
What the? Okay.
It was horrible, horrible
Can you hear me?
experience.
Can you hear me? Hello. Hello.
Yeah,
Yes,
we can
I
hear
can
you.
hear you.
Are you sure? Wait, I'm recording right now. Who pressed record?
You press
You
record.
did. We've been
I didn't
recording for
press
the last
record.
minute.
We
I
don't
wasn't
have
recording. I
that
tried to press.
capability on our
Yes,
end.
I don't have the capability unless
Are
you
you
transferred
sure?
over. Yes, we're sure. I
Yep.
we you
You're
recorded
the
me.
one
You
who
just
pressed
need
the
to.
whoa, Blurdox. What's the hostility?
Hey, I saw that and I
Oh,
saw
here
the
we
kids
go.
popcorn, so
Drama,
I am being
drama,
threatened.
I thought that you were gonna sit, you
He's
know,
drama,
sit
Blurdox.
back and just watch us do a podcast. But oh, you're just gonna leave us to do it, huh?
No, my internet connection wasn't.
It
I mean, it's tripping.
really
I
is
had
two half
hey,
podcasts.
whoa, whoa, whoa! Calm down, Blurdox. Calm down,
Drama the
calm down.
half.
Stay cool, man. Stay cool. Stay cool. You may be a big guy, man. Stay cool. Stay cool, man.
He's Rockets the half.
Stay cool, man. You big old bouncer, security guard, can't touch his back or something. Hella buff. Stay cool, man. Stay cool, man.
Oh my
Stay cool.
God. I'm calm. I'm calm.
You calm. You calm. You cool, man. You cool.
Yep.
You need a
Woosah.
Twinkie. You need a cupcake.
A
I'm calming you down, bro.
Twinkie?
Twinkie. I mean,
What's
yeah,
wrong with a
when I
Twinkie,
see
Bax?
disgusting.
Here
Oh,
we
I love
go.
Twinkies.
See,
And
brother.
plus, Blurdox
See.
on a health kick.
No, did you just hear what just Blurdock said? He said he loves
I love
Twinkies.
Twinkies.
You
Yeah.
love Twinkies, Blur? Oh.
Yes, I
You
do. I
see,
love Twinkies
for
and I
some
cook them.
reason.
At least you'll make it in the world because we know those are going to be alive if
Exactly.
food goes bad.
Exactly. So we can survive off of Twinkies.
What do you have against Twinkies, Bax? Tell us.
They're
This is
gross.
curious.
Like, they taste so artificially flavored. It's so bad
Everything
now.
is artificial
Yeah.
flavor.
No,
Yeah.
not everything.
Okay,
If you,
what?
but you have to pay more for the ones that aren't.
Yes.
So you're gonna pay like double the price for organic, where they'd be like, oh, look at this organic
Well,
banana.
not
It's
artificially
actually
flavored.
$7.99. $7.99 for a banana?
No, but I
Organic?
get like all the like international food. Like if I get candies and chocolates and stuff, it's all like stuff from like Europe because they have like way less ingredients.
Oh, yes.
So that's what I do. Twinkies, they taste too chemically now. And they're
Well,
bioengineered, just so you guys
everything is
know.
bioengineered.
That's not true.
I mean, Blurdock, what am I missing here?
I don't know. I mean, I love biochemically engineered.
Yeah, see, Bex, just deal with it. I mean, we all
Very
Oh
tasty.
my
corn. We're just all eating corn syrup. I mean, we should be having sugar cane, but
my
it's
gosh,
all
you guys
corn
should
syrup. It's
deal with
all
it.
corn fed and stuff. So, you just gotta live with it. What are you gonna do? I mean, it's life. And, what can you do about what's her name? I forgot her name, but what's her name? The girl, the woman from the nanny. She's Jewish. What's her name?
The nanny,
Yeah, the nanny.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah, she's,
Can't think of her name.
because isn't she the president over the SAG, and then they're still striking?
Yes, she's
Man, I can't
actors.
believe they're
Yeah.
still striking. That's
Fran
crazy.
Drescher, that's her name. Fran Drescher.
I thought it was all over. Like, I guess it's because it was the writers but came to turn. Yeah. But then it's like, nah, we're actors. We're still on strike. It's like, what y'all striking for? Shoot.
Oh, yeah. Well, they striking because they want, studios still want to put the AI in effect.
Man.
They still keeping that AI thing. They have that. We'll pay you one time to use your likeness and everything as many times as we want. That's it.
Yeah. Like, I tried talking to my friend about, like, upcoming stuff. All we could talk about was, like, so the Marvels. Yep. All right. What's after that? Dune 2? Oh, isn't that coming out in March? Yep. Huh. Wow. Not a lot is coming out.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, after the last 2 months, that's it. There's nothing else coming out.
Man. I mean, we can't say there's nothing to watch because there's so much content we have and streaming and stuff, but it's like new things.
Yeah, the new things we're not going to be able to watch. At least we'll be able to catch up on the old stuff, but the new stuff,
yeah,
nothing else new to coming out.
I mean, the only greatest thing that came out of this is that for Beck, she has like a whole library to watch new reality TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to come out.
It's where I detox and relax.
Just seeing people in pain and just confusion.
No. I like to watch the love realities to see if they actually are in love. Or.
But most of it is a train wreck.
No.
Oh, did that 40-year-old ever find love?
There's a Golden Bachelor. You talk about that. He's 71, looking for love.
No, the one we all watched together, the 40-year-old. He's going out of the country to find his soulmate.
Oh, yes.
Yes, abroad. No, he did not.
The one that we felt bad about.
Yeah. Huh?
The one that we actually felt sad for.
Because yes. I just uploaded the episode, so it's up on Two Hat Podcast. So if anyone watched this episode, they need to know the update of what happened.
Unfortunately, he did not. He wanted to propose to the girl, and she said it's too soon because they only knew each other for like 2 weeks. And it was so cute, though. I hope he finds love.
Lord, how long did it take you to propose to your wife? Did it take less than 2 weeks? Or
how long it took me to propose to her?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to realize she's the one?
My question is to propose to her. Bax is... She's
well, because then he would propose right after he figures out, like, this is the girl he wants to spend the rest of his life with.
Well, that one's that's a trick question.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well just answer mine. Just how long did you date until you dated?
And that's where the trick question comes in, because we dated for about...
It could be on and off and stuff like that, but just overall, like,
let him speak.
Yeah, we dated for about 4 months when I realized that she I wanted her to be my girlfriend. So it was about 4 months.
We missed it because Keith Rocket was talking.
Yeah, so it took about 4 months for me to actually say I love you to her. Okay. That was the first time I said it. Uh-huh. And then about 4 months later, I proposed to her.
Okay, so 8 months. No,
actually, 2 months later, I proposed to her, and then 2 months later, we actually got married. So we actually got married 8 months.
Six months.
You knew.
Okay. All right. Take notes.
Yes, and no. We both agree we should have waited because we were just so young. But
how about you take notes, Beck?
14 years.
You take
14
notes
years later. Still.
Yeah. Now, if you take notes. Take notes. 6 months. Look like it. If you find someone, it's 6 months.
Mentally noted. If a man doesn't know if he wants to marry me in 6 months, it's a no.
Yes.
I'm like, I know someone who proposed in 6 months. Let's keep it going, bud.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. I guess, I mean, that does make something. I mean, 6 months, that's, Yeah, you know, when you know and stuff like that. So yeah, yeah. Take notes, Bex.
Take notes, Keith Rocket. Because you'll be the one proposing to somebody.
Well, you have to expect it. You have to be like, you know, you're dating this person, and you're like 6 months. You gotta like point on your wrist, like it's time.
She's just like, wow. I was like, look at my fingers. It's so empty, huh?
I just can't put my finger on it.
Oh, I was looking at rings the other day, like for my thumb.
All right. Well, okay. Well, he proposed in 2 weeks. So, wow. Oh, 2 months?
Yeah.
I thought you said 2 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
No, no, the show.
Oh yes, 2 weeks.
So he was
The one with the cute suspenders, and I'm like, oh
yeah, he waited too soon. He had to wait for 6 months.
But guess who out of all of them? One person.
The black girl.
Yes! How did you know?
I mean, Blurda, you knew.
You didn't. How did you right? even know?
Blurda, you knew, huh?
Yeah,
you want to say it?
It was just pretty obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious. She was ready to get out of the country. She was like, "I ain't dealing with the family."
Yes,
she was ready to get out.
Oh, I was shocked that she decided to date the guy.
No, I wasn't shocked. The black girl was actually proposed. I mean, went with it, or yeah, I'm not surprised.
Really? I was so shocked. I was like, wow, she's going to be in a relationship. Her first relationship ever.
Yeah.
And it's with the man from Morocco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really? You guys aren't... Okay. Seriously, you guys aren't shocked?
No. Blurred out, you shocked?
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Wow. I was so shocked. I was like, wow.
Wait, so she's dating or not dating?
No, she's dating.
Oh, I'm shocked. The black girl, right? The one with the family?
I thought she got married.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Mississippi? Oh, yes! Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm shocked, yeah. I didn't think anybody would want to deal with that.
Oh, you thought no one was going to deal with the black girl?
Yes.
I'm not shocked.
She was asking for too much. She was asking for way too much.
But she found someone in Morocco.
Yeah, she found somebody in Morocco. I'm surprised that somebody actually
dating her. Dog.
Hey, come on, would you date her?
Oh,
come on, Blur Doc.
Keith Rocket, that's a great question. Would you date her?
I don't know.
What?
I have no idea. I'd see it's more.
Yes or no? Yeah.
Did you see the dating?
Do you find her attractive? Physically appealing?
Oh, yeah. She's attractive. I have no problem, but I don't know. I'd see her personality, see if I can deal with it.
Let me change my picture to her. Let's see.
Yeah, I kind of forgot what she looked like, but I just remember her personality.
You have a picture of her on your computer?
No, I'm going to look it up and then I'm going to change it so you guys can stare at her. What is it? Love Abroad. Believe the show was called.
Well, finally, you change your profile picture. Is always with.
I like my profile. I love Vegeta.
Yeah, Vegeta's cool. Oh, speaking of,
dude,
Vegeta,
what are you? Hey, what's going on? I've been
watching Dragon Ball Daima.
I've been telling Beth. I was like, Beth, watch the Daima. She was like,
I'm glad that's how I sound to you. Jeez, always hideous. Yeah, I sound like a nagging person.
I'm sorry.
Yet again, naggy. Oh, okay, right, what's so funny? I would love to laugh as well.
No, I'm sorry.
Uh huh.
I mean, you don't sound well.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm sorry. I
It's not letting me. Why? It says I have to log in.
Oh no, what are you? Oh, we just
oh my god, you said you had to log in and it locked her out. Oh man. Only but no specs.
I would be surprised if she just left the podcast. Yeah. I was like, I'm
oh man.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Dragon Ball Z Daima. I don't know if I want to see that. I really don't know if I want to see Daima. Like, I was watching the trailer and I was like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm not like,
yeah.
This is like, have you ever watched you watch Power Rangers, right? And it's what? Like Power Rangers, the third season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I don't know if you remember, but it's when they were turned into kids. I don't know. If
horrible.
Oh, you remember it?
I vaguely remember that.
That's how I feel like Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Daima is.
I think it's gonna be cute. I haven't watched it though.
Yeah, I mean, are they going?
Well, I'm pretty sure they do it better.
Are they going to stay that way, or that's just like
no?
I don't think they're going to stay that way. So. But knowing myself, I'm going to watch it anyway.
I have to watch it. I have to support Vegeta.
I pray to Jesus. I hope they don't stay as kids forever, because I can't. It's not. It's just like with the Power Rangers when they went to like kids. I was like, oh, this is cool for an episode. Then it was like, oh, we're like this forever. Whoa. What's going on? Are they going to find a crystal or not? Is there a strike going on? Well, I didn't think of that when I was little, but it's just, I didn't.
Yeah, please.
Either way, yeah. What are we talking now or something?
I think it'll be cute. And plus, Vegeta's going to be a kid. How cute.
Everyone's a kid. Why is Goku kid again? And still has a son.
Well, he's been a kid before on GT. Was it GT?
Yeah, it was GT.
Yeah.
Wait, did Gohan become a kid in that trailer?
Trunks. I know Trunks was, but he was a baby, which was weird. So I don't understand what was.
Oh, what's his name? The one. What's his name? I forgot. With the beard.
With the beard.
Are you watching it now?
What's his name? What is his name?
Man.
With the beard. Yoshi.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, Master Yoshi. Bro, he looked like he was about to tear some stuff as a kid.
Yeah, like
he looked more threatening as a kid. I don't know why.
Well, if you if you ever watched Dragon Ball, I mean, he was like pretty. I don't know. I'm going to watch it and see how it goes. I'm a little worried.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's Dragon Ball. I mean, that's what got me into anime. So
of course, Bex, you're gonna watch it. I have to
support Vegeta. I'm obsessed with Vegeta.
You have to see that angry child, Vegeta.
He's so cute, and he's the jerk of the series.
How did the android become kids? Aren't they androids? They're gonna pull in the Dragon Balls and be like, we wish that they all become kids. Okay.
Yeah, maybe someone does that.
I think that's what happened. I think somebody had made a wish that they
someone
all become
was
kids.
Collected all the balls and it just was under their radar. And then he's like, I wish everyone was kids. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
How cute.
Is Frieza?
Oh, it's gonna be 40
kid?
Years.
40
No, I can't
years.
Stand Frieza.
Frieza. Well, you supposed to be, I hear that you're supposed to be Frieza Black coming out.
That what?
I heard that it's going to be that Frieza Black is, or Black Frieza is supposed to show up in this.
No way.
That's what I heard.
Like they're turning Frieza dark?
Yeah, like black, like how they had Gold Frieza and the Super. Because I guess he's realizing that because he never trained, he was just so, you know, so powerful that he just never trained. He thought that he'd just destroy everything until he actually trained and, like, became Gold Frieza. And I guess if he trains more, he's supposed to become Black Frieza.
Oh, gosh, so I'm
interested in that. See, okay. See how you look on that.
All right. Well, yeah. Daima, you know, it's going to be something. Like, I like how Japan makes it all so, like, get ready for Daima. Because, you know, the trailer is, you know, it's clean. You know, it's nice. And it's, like, you know, exciting. But then you're, like, thinking about it. You're, like, and they're, like, kids. Man, I'm not. Like, it's going to be, like, little people talking normal, like, with smart attitude. Yeah. Not fun that. I'm tired of smart
attitude. Okay, we'll tell you how it goes.
No, I'm going to watch it. Well, at least the first episode. I'll watch it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
I mean, I ain't a person who'd be like, I don't like Dragon Ball. So, no, for granted, I have not seen all of Dragon Ball, you know, shit up TV series. But I know the gist of it, so I can't.
Yeah.
You know, I know the gist of it. I know about the androids just wiping stuff out, just clean.
Yeah, so Dragon Ball.
But either way, at least we have this to look forward to then. Hollywood, you know, striking until 2024, where it's going this long. So hopefully the actors, you know, come back, you know, and start acting and stuff like that. Update for One Piece.
Oh, gosh.
No, please talk, Bex. Share your mind.
Oh gosh!
Like, yeah, I know you did that. Share your mind. Share. Tell me.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, man, you guys know how I feel about One Piece. People that like One Piece keep up with One Piece. Anyone else does not.
I see. So you know what? Thank you for your 2 cents. So. Now, I'll continue. So, with One Piece, it's gone full-on demonic now. They went all full-on Demon Slayer or full-on...
What?
Just, they went crazy because the elders are actually just demons. It's actually demons, like demon... Not demon possessed, but they like one of the elders became a giant spider. And I said, whoa, what's going on? Yeah, it was like some spider with it, and it like it has so many legs, and he had a cane, and I was like, why he has a cane if he has like 8 legs or 6 legs? But it's gone full demonic, so I was like, man, I can't even read this no more, so I'm just skimming through now. But that's the update on One Piece. It's gone full on demonic. But I should have saw it coming when they had devil fruits, but I just thought it was just evil fruit that had a curse. But I should have saw it coming with demonic or demons and stuff, and then they're all like, you know. Their stuff, but that's what they're going on. So I'm like, okay, interesting. But that's One Piece. So there you go, there go your brief, you know, summary, Bex.
Good that it confirms that I'm not gonna watch it.
You're not gonna watch none of it. I mean, have you even seen the One Piece live action?
I watched the first 2 episodes.
And that's all you're gonna watch. I mean, you just don't need to say anything else until you watch. Finish that whole One Piece live action, then you can say something about One Piece. But until then, you can't say nothing. Yeah, so let's talk about Snow White, where they fired all the people.
How sad. Why are you laughing?
Because we thought it was going to be that. I thought it was going to be that, and, you know, it's going to be that. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's different, but okay. And then all of a sudden, it was like, nope, we're going with CGI Dwarf. And I'm like, so you're not going to hire no real Dwarf when they're out here in the world.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they never were going to do that. They
why had, not?
Like, I don't know why they didn't do it. Like, it made sense to actually do it in the inclusive era. Why not hire real people with dwarfism? To be the Seven Dwarfs. Yeah, but, oh no, them. Sorry. Not Seven Dwarfs. Seven Magical Creatures. Or I whatever mean, they called on. It.
Like, come on. The Hobbit did it. So, come on. You can do it with well, this. Well,
the Hobbit made them. The Hobbit made them dwarfs. They're not really dwarfs. They made them dwarfs.
Yeah. You know
so,
what I mean.
I don't know. I mean, and yeah, and that's what they did, but then they switched it up to the CGI, so... That's wild.
It's gonna come out in 2025, so they're like, you can wait for 2 more years. We're just gonna have the CGI. And I'm like, wow, what happened? What what just happened? I mean, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but it's just they had a whole thing, and it was like, okay, all right, okay, we'll deal with it. And then all of a sudden, it's like, nope, CGI, and it's gonna come out in 2025. And it's like, wow, they fire what is it? Is it the 7 doors or 9 doors?
I think it's 7, right?
Yeah, they fired 7 people. That's messed up. They was like, man, this is my big break. I miss Snow White. Hey, what's this? It's something with CGI. I lost my job. Oh, writer strike. Actor strike. So it kind of makes sense. How you feel about it?
This is gonna be a bad movie. So that's how I feel about it. It's gonna be a bad movie. They kept going back and forth. They didn't like what Peter Dinklage said when they were hiring the dwarves, and then they ended up hiring, or I guess they're saying there's rumors of non-dwarf people playing dwarves. And then that didn't happen. Now they got the CGI. So this movie is not going to be good. With all these changes and going back and forth, it's not going to be a good movie. It's probably going to be on the line of Lion King.
Yeah. How you feel, Bex? You going to watch this Snow White with the CGI?
No. I will not be watching it.
Yeah, I had no intention of watching it in the first place.
Why can't you just hire real actors and stuff?
Yes.
That's a huge, huge letdown, and I wouldn't watch it. I'm not even a Snow White fan, but once I heard that they're not going to have real dwarves, I was like, who's going to watch it?
Yeah.
That's so sad. There's so many actors and actresses that could do it. Well, I guess actors because of they're all male.
Yeah. It's terrible, but
Disney CGI. Again?
Yeah, Disney, yep. Disney, Disney, yeah, Disney.
But I keep telling you guys.
Yeah, it's going downhill, but maybe, people are trying to have high hopes because Bob Iger is back.
Look, we all know, Bex. It's your diabolical plan to destroy Disney ever since the beginning. You knew it, Blurdock. She's secretly just trying to destroy Disney. She's like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of people talking about Disney. I'm tired of everything. I'm burning it down to the ground.
Yeah. Well, it went downhill after Bob Iger had left the first time. That's when it started going downhill because the CEO after him just wanted quantity and not quality. He just wanted to put out stuff.
They went down when Lion King went live action. I said, how? That's when they all started.
Yeah. Oh, that is true.
Yeah, and that's around the time that Bob Iger was leaving.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Disney will get back.
We'll see. After Captain Marvel 2, we'll see. Because I know that ain't got nothing to do with it. So after that, we'll see. We'll see next year. See what happens.
Who wants to see Marvels?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Back up. Hold on. Blood. I have to address this real quick. Hold on. Bex, this is Marvel. This is woman power. This is all about the female.
I can't. I do not support this whole feminist movement where we don't need men.
You're not supporting the feminist movement. You're just supporting that,
Yes, you are, because underlying issue with Ms. Marvel is that she's a feminist and she can do everything without men. Get out. Look,
I didn't say she was the greatest. I'm just saying it's just a movie with a woman in it. So,
And Disney made it, which is going to be a whole feminist push. We don't need men. We could do it, women. Well, good luck.
They do need men. Nick Fury's still in there. How you going to call this stuff?
I'm not a
Nick
fan.
Nick Fury, what's up? Where are you right now?
What?
That's how Nick Fury was in the trailer. Like, Captain Marvel was like, where are you, Nick? Or like, come in, Nick Fury. And then Nick Fury is like, where are you, woman? And she's like, I'm out here saving planets. And then Nick Fury is like, you got to come here and save the world. He He's like a daddy, like an old grandpa.
I'm not a fan. She was horrible in, what was the movie she was in? That she acted like she was going to take, what was, I think it was the End Game. Horrible. She's just a horrible character. The way they changed her.
Yes, the way they did that, the way they hyped her up and then she did nothing. It was like, that pissed me off.
Well, that was because of Captain Marvel. But everyone was like, oh, she's a leading, you know, superhero. I'm like, I'm seeing Nick Fury leading this in Captain Marvel, like, every time.
I'm just not.
I seen it, like, you know, Nick Fury was fighting that, you know, other guy in the library. I was like, man, Nick Fury is doing some moves.
Because he needs to carry the movie. But what's the other girl, the younger one?
Miss Marvel? Hey, that was a good series. That was a good series. Miss Marvel?
Yeah, I think she's cute.
Yeah,
the Captain Marvel, though, get her out of here.
What about the black girl, Photon?
Monica Monroe?
Yeah, the one that everyone likes in WandaVision. That's the only one they all hyped out for was Photon. You know that, right, Blood Art, right?
Yeah,
once she came out, everyone was like,
"Oh,
they're like, Vision who? Wanda who? Oh, did you see WandaVision?
No.
That started off weird, but then it actually ended up being interesting.
It's actually, like She-Hulk was horrible.
Oh, She-Hulk was bad, yes.
Well, it's just sad. Like, She-Hulk would have been a good series, but Disney touches everything and destroys it.
Oh, man. I don't know what they were doing with that one. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about what they did with Daredevil. But with Daredevil, they kind of scrapped everything that they did.
I thought they rebooted it again. No, they redid it again.
They rebooted it from
Netflix?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Okay.
So Disney, you know, finally got Daredevil now. Now they're going to do the show. Yes. And they're going to keep it TVMA. But what they did, I guess they already did like some episodes or whatever. Okay. But they, I guess now that Bob Iger's back, there was something wrong with the episode. So that now they're redoing it again.
Because apparently
he didn't suit up until like episode 4.
Not until episode four?
Yeah, it was something like that. Like, he didn't suit up until like episode 4.
That's
too
long.
It was something crazy. Yes. And it was heading the She-Hulk
that's
direction.
That's too long.
Yeah, it was kind of heading the She-Hulk direction. It was like, nah, we're not going to do this. We're going to scrap everything. This is not how I can do maybe most of the first episode. That's about
fourth
it. But
episode.
Not four episodes. Not until the fourth
I'm
episode.
Okay with second episode. Like, second episode it happens or something. Yeah, that's okay. The most common with certain show, you know. It's to get you hooked on. If it's the third episode, it better be a good story you're telling.
Yes, exactly. But it was something crazy like fourth one. That was going to be another She-Hulk situation.
You got three chances to suit up. You don't suit up in those 3 days, in those 3 episodes. I'm telling you.
Disney.
But I'm giving this one a shot because it's TVMA. They're keeping the TVMA. Same thing with the Punisher.
Okay, tell me how it goes.
So I'll let you know.
Because Netflix is going to be hard to top.
Yes, it is. And I think they are using some of the people from Netflix.
They should.
The story. Yes, Blurda. I think they're using some of the people from Netflix to tell the story.
Blurda.
Yeah. Yes. Blurda.
It's just between me and you. Me and you. I think when we start talking about the whole Disney Plus shows and Marvel, we leave Bex out of it.
Okay.
We just leave her behind. Don't worry. Yeah. She doesn't need to know.
Don't worry. You guys will tell me anyways. Hey, Bex.
Not really. We're going to kick you out the car. That's a joke. Okay.
See, that's what happens when you're saying idle chatter.
Idle chatter? What? Look, we understand, Bex. You're not.
You guys know I'm anti-Disney. People try to talk to me about Disney, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, I knew what.
Yeah, I mean, I'm no, watching
there's, Loki. There's right a person now. That tried to talk to me about spending $20,000 at Disney and how she goes to all the Disneys like every year, twice a year, getting the annual pass, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool." She's like, "Oh yeah, and I do this and this, this and this and this," and then I finally have to tell her, "I don't like Disney. I'm not a Disney adult. I don't support Disney. Think it's a waste of money, but that's cool for you." Like,
and she kept on talking, right? After that, she kept on talking.
Yeah. No, she realized that not. I guess it was a shock that not everyone likes Disney.
Why you gotta hurt her feelings?
The 20 so G's? Rude. Come on, you guys are spending 20 G's at Disney.
No, I ain't. No,
thank you. Let's not be absurd. It
was $1,000. And that was hotel.
Bragging about it? Please. Disney. Don't support Disney.
Yeah, Disney just getting $20 a month.
Something happened to her, Blardock. Something happened to her. Like trauma, something. She must have fell off.
No, I grew up on Disney, but it went to like
Matterhorn.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I grew up on Disney, but Disney was like normal. I feel like Disney like turned into a direction I can't support.
I'm sorry.
Just like on episode 3, Anakin, you're going down a path I cannot follow.
No, did you hear what I said?
Nah, I didn't catch it.
I said, did Beck just get traumatized and fell off the Matterhorn ride?
Wow.
Wow.
She just fell off and just traumatized and like just hated Disney. Couldn't get that lawsuit going through and stuff. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. That's tough.
I understand. The only thing Disney got going good for them right now is
Loki. Nothing.
Just Loki season 2. That's about it.
Nothing. No, it's not. It's just getting crap. I mean, okay. Is it getting better in episode 3? Because I'm on episode 2, and I was like,
It was better than episode 3. Man. I liked all 3 episodes.
Is it better than
Something's wrong with you. Someone's wrong with you. How you like the first episode? Yeah, you said you liked the first episode?
The first episode was just okay. I mean, it was
It was horrible. They were not going nowhere.
That's the whole point of the show. That's the same thing for Loki season 1. We didn't even know what happened on the first one.
Did you hear this, Max? That's the whole point of the show. Ain't going nowhere.
Do you I'm saying to start Ragnarok off on Netflix?
It's all like Ant-Man again. It's all about Ant-Man again. Ant-Man 3. No, it's the Ragnarok. No. She's talking about another Ragnarok. Not the Ragnarok we know. Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, from on Netflix. Have you guys watched that series?
No, and we're not watching Loki giving birth or something.
Wait, Ragnarok. The one with the kid?
The one with the teenagers, and then they like get reborn like every year, they're reborn, and it's actually based on the Norwegian mythology.
I heard of it, but I haven't watched it enough.
Watch it on Netflix, and then compare it to the Loki Marvel made.
It's not the same. They're very different.
Yeah,
this is very different. It's like effects. I don't know how. Let me explain it. Okay, so you know how there's the origin of Santa Claus, right? Or have you ever heard of the origin of Santa Claus? Where it's like
it's from some other country. The origin of Santa Claus.
Yeah, like the not the Coca-Cola one. I mean the real actual.
Who's thinking about the Coca-Cola one?
Because that's what I'm trying to compare it to. So the original Santa Claus, that's the Loki, with the Ragnarok you're talking about. We're talking about Loki and Marvel, which is the Coca-Cola Santa Claus with the red and like with drinking Coca-Cola with a polar bear. They ain't got nothing to do with the original Santa Claus. They made a new or whatever. So that's how the Loki is in Marvel. It's their own Loki.
Blah.
Yeah. Well, I love it so far. It's good.
I don't know. Something's wrong with you, but okay, I'll watch episode
3. Ant-Man 3! Ant-Man 3!
No, this is nowhere near
Ant-Man 3!
Nowhere near Ant-Man 3.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're right, Max. Yeah, you were like, I love Ant-Man 3. And we both
I said I like it. I like it for what it was.
You're right, Max. Ant-Man 3. Dang it. Dang it.
Yeah, I like Ant-Man 3 for
We know.
I didn't love it, so I didn't watch it again.
Hold on. Let me back up. Hold on. I'll back up. But episode 2, they were just at the old McDonald's. What was the point of that?
Were you paying attention?
No, because I was skimming through everything. Well, tell me. Tell me what was it. I'm not paying attention to that movie.
Then that's why you don't like it, because it's one of those shows where you actually have to pay attention.
No.
And if you're just skimming through, you're not going to know what's going on.
Look, I didn't have to pay attention to a sucker to know that it sucked. That it could have been an animation. But either way, let's get back onto Loki. Okay, so just tell me, what's going on with Loki episode 2?
Well, with Loki episode 2 or 3?
Either one. The fourth one is out.
Well, the episode 2 they had, I mean, they went back to, or she's in McDonald's, so she's trying to live her life. Or
yeah.
She found out that, you know, this is what my life could have been.
And then at the end, they started killing everyone, right? Pruning everyone? Because I saw that part.
Yeah, they started pruning everyone with the, what's the name? The TVA, the timeline just went haywire. So everybody just started.
So that's basically dying. Episode 2, right?
Yeah, that's basically episode 2. Episode 3, they follow Rain Slayer. Rain Slayer and Timekeeper. Miss Minute. That he went to her, and come to find out that Miss Minute had been working for He Who Remains, which is
I thought it was her and the black chick.
And the black chick too, but it was really Miss Minute who ended up turning her back on Rain Slayer. And then I guess Miss Minute got turned on by her too, and was like, I don't need you. You know, thank you for what you did. And then she felt some kind of way, so now she's back with Rain Slayer and tell him that this is what happened. And we got to go back to 1893, where
Victor Timely
back then when he was a kid. We got to give him the TVA book that the whole concept is they're going back in time. And I guess if you ever heard the term of the snake eating his own tail.
Yeah.
Where it's just going in a loop. So there's no really going in a loop. So that's what's happening. And they bring back Victor Timely this time. But they got to figure out. They brought him back because everything is going haywire and everything's just going to explode and just destroy everything. Everybody's going to die. And then it leaves off with a cliffhanger where they thought they had the right plan to go out there. But then Victor Timely ends up dying on that episode. And they just cut it off. And now we don't know what's going to happen to the next episode.
Because of the whole thing going on with is he still on trial or still something about beating up his girlfriend or something?
He's still going to trial, but it's not looking good for her, the girl. It's looking very good for her. Because, for one, she already left the country. And two...
She left the country?
She ended up leaving. Recently she got arrested for...
We need backs. We need a woman perspective on this.
Yeah. For abuse. She recently got arrested for physical abuse and something else. But I think it was like theft and physical abuse.
Hold on, back up.
To somebody else.
Hold on 1 second, Blair. Where were you, Bex?
I've been here the whole time.
Now you literally came here like, what happened? You're not here, whatever we were saying. So obviously,
I thought you guys were still talking about Loki, so I was just like, okay. I wasn't paying attention to the conversation.
You could just say, yeah. All right. Ooh. Huh? What?
I thought this was
or just laugh.
Kind of bond. You told That's me it. That you didn't want me to participate, so I was like, oh, it's a bonding time.
Oh, I'm talking about the you know, when the Ms. Marvel movie comes up. We're just going to have you just out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but everything's starting to look like it's in Jonathan Majors' favor. Because this girl still looks bad. Out of control. So I don't still look bad, but she's...
Allegation, man.
She just got arrested for abusing somebody else.
Oh, gosh. Who's this?
Yeah,
the girl from that accused Jonathan Majors for hitting her. And she just got arrested for hitting somebody else.
Why are women doing this?
Yes, now it don't look like it. Yeah, it look like it's in his favor now because he already had countersued, said that she hit me. We got into a fight because she hit me.
What is wrong with women today? Like, why? Why?
Yeah, so
like, is it for money?
Don't worry. It maybe. All right. Let's get to okay. So that's with Loki and that whole thing, and he died and stuff. Okay, got it. All right.
Sounds great.
All right. Wow. Yeah. Max just said that's did. Great that a black man is dead. All right.
I didn't know
that's just one. That's just one of his variants. He's still gonna be there.
Wow. Yeah, he'll still be there. But you know what they say. Wow, Max.
Well, I didn't know what character it is. I'm like, sounds great. You told me to interact.
Doesn't matter. He's dead. And you're like, great. Wow. All right. Well, Blurdot, explain to us the movie Five Nights at Freddy, which beat Super Mario for some reason.
Five Nights at Freddy's. I guess, I understand why it beat it on first day.
Hold on. Let me Before you say something, was there like five different storylines going on in the movie?
It was like three different storylines going on.
Like the one was the guy trying to get his sister back, right, or something.
Yes.
And
yes.
then the
well,
one
trying
the,
to yeah keep his sister and, from getting adopted.
Yeah,
by his
yeah and then the lady who worked there, her father is the one, right?
Is, yeah.
So
serial killer.
So mama. So daddy daughter issue, and then you have the robots who are trying to kill.
They listen to the serial killer because he's the one that somehow put their souls.
Yeah,
into
souls
these robots,
in the
into these animatronics.
So some voodoo magic.
So there's like three.
Just like with
Chucky. Three different. Lore. Yeah. Yes. Pretty much. So there was like three different storylines within
then,
one, like lores that they have created.
Yeah.
And put into one.
All right. Because I watched someone who did a review and he was like, "There's like five different storylines in this movie."
Yeah.
And he said, "What was going on?"
And the crazy thing about it that actually upset me is it's the guy that actually created the game is involved in this movie.
Yeah, he created the whole thing, and it's like it was like five movies in one movie.
Yeah, and I was just like, why didn't you just go with the original story? That's the reason why I watched it, because of the original story.
He was trying to give you the whole DLC pack while giving the whole thing.
Yes, yes, that's pretty much what he was doing, putting the DLC into putting four or five different DLC contents in it, and it was just. It is, like I said, it was just, I guess the people that are fans of the movie love it, or fans of the game love it. Was like, it's okay. I just wish they didn't have so many different stories, and they missed out on the scare, like the scare factors of what made the game so interesting to watch. And they didn't do that a lot. They didn't do the whole looking at the security camera and looking away and then finding out that he's not secure in the camera in that spot and then kind of jump scare. They only had like a couple jump scares and it was more story driven and that was a little disappointing. Disappointing. But so I understand why it only surpassed Mario the first day. It's because of the fanfare. But I know we're not going to make $1 billion at the end of the day. It's not going to do that.
I don't think there'll be a Finance of Freddy 2, or it'll go straight to, it'll be a fan film. It'll be
they may do it if depending on the budget, because they're already close to making the budget.
Oh, dang
it. And it's on Peacock too, so.
How you feel about it, Bex? Will you go and watch Finance of Freddy?
No, it's too creepy for me.
It's not creepy. It's just bad too CGI. Creepy.
Like, just looking at Bardock this whole episode is creepy. Like, it's so dark. Like,
it's pretty dark. It's just so dark.
Yeah. It's not that scary because I had an idea. I was about to make a horror movie where it was like animatronics and stuff.
Okay.
A movie and stuff with the, you know, puppets or whatever, but they were all like pizza theme and stuff. And my whole thing wasn't like, you know, what is like putting like what the kid's soul into animatronics. Yeah. My thing was that the workers, when they get new workers, the old workers or whatever, they will grind them up and put them in the pizza. That was just me when I was trying to create a storyline.
Honestly, it was old.
That sounds
like something that would be. That sounds like something that would be in Goosebumps.
Yeah, and stuff. But they all were like pizza thing. Like you had Brady breaking down the cheesy cheese, saucy sauce, and then some other one. And then the mascot was Piggy and stuff. But Final Fantasy Freddy, when it came out, I was like, well, I'm done with my movie script. this is going out. This is going to make me popular. And then when they make the movie, so I was like, that movie's, you know, I don't see it or whatever. And then I played the game, and I was like, it was like a big old, it was the yellow chick. I was
the chick. Why
you have a bib on you and a cup? I don't know. That's just weird. That's not scary. That's just bizarre. Y'all need to get out of here. Y'all need Jesus. Something's going on. Finance of Freddy. I mean, who's the guy that got to play? What's the name? Like, he's in a lot of stuff.
Corey Tension or something like that.
What was he in? He was in The Hunger Game, and then what else?
You're talking about the main guy. I thought you were talking about the YouTuber.
The actor.
He was in The Hunger Games. Can't think of his name, but he was a kid in Hunger Games. I can't even think of the character's name.
He was a hungry kid.
He was a hungry kid.
Well, would you recommend? What would you rate this movie out of?
I'd give it a 6.5.
Oh, dang! All right.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. It's not the worst. I mean, I'm surprised it's better than I expected. Like I said, I didn't have any expectations. I just wish they stuck to one story. Okay. And with jump scares, that was the only two things that was missing. I like the original story. The original story is that the animatronics kind of, for whatever reason, at night, just kind of go haywire.
Virus or something going on.
So. But that did not happen. It just had the kids' souls in it.
That would have been good with a malfunction and stuff.
Yeah.
If Bex were to watch this, what do you think she'll rate it?
She would probably rate it a 4. Maybe even lower than that.
Probably a 2.5.
Probably.
But we all know that, you know, whenever we get a negative, will always be Ant-Man 3. Now, if I watched it, what do you think my rating would be?
Five Nights at Freddy's. Since you know a little bit of it, I would probably say a 5.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I feel like
you know a little bit of the story.
Yeah, I actually go through the gameplay just to see the whole thing, just to know the storyline, because I thought it was kind of interesting, and people want to know about Fred or something, and there was the horror one, but then there was other stuff, and I was like, something's up. But all right.
I was just interested in seeing which story they want to go with, because there was a whole bunch of lore.
They went with all the stories.
Yes, seemed like they did.
They went with all the stories. Oh, man. Well, what do you want to talk about, Bex? The floor is yours.
Oh, you guys are doing such a great job.
I know. No, it's the floor is yours.
Thank you. Yes, I know.
What do you want to?
No, we don't want to outshine you since we're doing a great job.
Oh, you guys,
the floor is yours.
Oh, please, you guys could always outshine me.
No hard feelings. This is welcome to Beck's hour or not hour. Sorry, 5 minutes. 5 minutes of fame. All right, Bex, what do you got in store for us?
Oh, I did watch Equalizer 3. Did I already say that?
Okay, now we can talk about that. Okay. All right. So how did you feel about it?
I thought it was okay. it was more heartfelt.
What was your problem? Or what do you... or?
I like Denzel Washington. I was just like, I guess I was expecting more action.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
there was always action in there.
Yeah, the guy got a little bit more.
Yeah, he could use a little bit more action, but I did.
Yes.
The guy getting beat up in his shop. Okay, I guess so. I haven't seen Equalizer.
I think Denzel Washington could have destroyed a couple more people, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He could have, but I think the reason why they didn't do it because he's getting older.
Aww. That's so sad.
I just think the one scene that I'll always remember, and I saw it in the movie theaters with the Equalizer 3, is when that lady said, "Who cooks for you?" Because my immediate response was like, "You."
Oh my gosh.
Because when she said that, he's like, and I was like, I would have said, you. You cooking something tonight for me?
Oh, here we go.
That would have been a pickup line right there.
We're working on a pickup line.
Hey, she asked.
Look, he wasn't thinking about that. He was thinking about his tea and laying out, you know, his napkin, you know, the handkerchief. Yeah. And she comes in.
But I haven't seen Dakota Fanning in a movie in a long time.
Yeah. Well, the last movie I saw her in was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, man. I haven't seen her in a movie in forever.
She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. She was one of the girls at the ranch. She was one of the young girls at the ranch.
Who is she playing in the Equalizer?
She was the agent. Oh gosh, she was the agent.
The young girl. Yes, that's Dakota Fanning.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
But I think that movie goes, I think it's been now close to 20 years since she last worked with Denzel Washington.
20 years?
Yeah, because I think Man on Fire was like 2003, 2004.
Wow.
That was the last movie that they had worked together.
Wow.
Yep, 2004, so 19 years ago.
So, are you ready for Equalizer 4?
I don't think there's gonna be one.
Yeah, that's the last one that he's not doing anymore.
Like, he's retired now. He's gonna stay in Italy. I was like, oh, Italy's so pretty. I was like, oh, I want to go back.
Yeah. So the other question, Bex, are the people as nice as it was on Equalizer?
Yeah, they really are. They really are nice. Catcalling is normal, so don't be scared. I guess that's a normal thing out there.
Okay.
But they're all nice. And they're all like very like personable and they greet you with like open arms. I was like, wow, it was actually really different from California because California is freaking rude.
Oh, yeah.
Because we California, West Coast.
What does that even mean?
We keep moving.
We don't need
you on our way. Move out of our way. I don't have time for you. Hey, that's how we Californians are. Get out of my way. I don't have time for you.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Nothing but love, but we keep on moving.
Exactly.
That's so crazy.
West Coast, what's sight?
Oh my gosh.
California love.
Yep, is it California love?
Hey,
yeah, California too much love about it.
Yep.
But
California dreamers.
Yeah.
So did you guys really... watch? Oh, go ahead.
What? No, you go ahead, Bex.
I was gonna say, did you guys watch the series Friends?
I never watched it because it was.
I watched Living Single.
Living Single was in my head. I was gonna say that. I was gonna say I've already seen it. But it was just a different version.
Bro, they was seeing Living Single. They was like, we could do this, but with white people. France.
Yes. But no, no, I didn't watch it. And when I did watch it, some of the episodes that I did see on Friends, Matthew Perry was my favorite. So rest in peace to Matthew Perry.
Yeah, that was sad. Never watched it, but he was in other movies, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's in, is he in Succession or Billions? One of those shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's in one of those Showtime shows.
And he wasn't even that old.
No, he was only 54, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's just, what did he die of?
They didn't necessarily say yet. Yeah, he drowned in his bathtub. So they don't know.
Wow.
People have said that maybe he overdosed and maybe he relapsed again, but he also had heart issues, so there's a possibility he could have had like cardiac arrest.
His hot tub?
Yes, and the ironic thing about it, his last post, which was now 7 days old, or 7 or 8 days old, was a picture of him in his hot tub.
Yeah, weird.
And then, guess would be that, you know, because he had heart issues because of his, you know, use of drugs in the past. And maybe he had a cardiac arrest and just drowned in his pool. Drowned in his hot tub.
That's...
What a sad way to die.
Yes. And if you look at it, and if you see his hot tub on his Instagram page, it's actually pretty big. It's a pretty big hot tub. Your regular hot tub that you see in an apartment.
I mean, I'm gonna be honest. Look, I know it really is bad for him to die. You know, bad. But I'm just gonna say this, and I'm sorry. You just take this for the grain of salt. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm about to say is gonna be kind of messed up, but all I can say is this: at least it's not in his tub.
Yes. Yeah, there's nothing to tell, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Bex, don't be laughing at that. Because he died in his hot tub, and it's like, oh my god, he died in his hot tub. But then you think about it on the other side, like, wow, that man is dying, living style and luxury, man.
It was a luxurious looking hot tub.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh.
I want to see this hot tub.
Yeah, Matthew Perry's hot tub.
Let's see the Well, me looking at his hot tub right now, it looks like that's a big hot tub.
Yeah, I told you. That's true.
He died in that shit, man. I mean, it's heartbreaking that he's dead.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
So they're still trying to figure out what he actually died from. Like, did he have a heart issue? They said he wasn't drunk, and they said he wasn't high initially. So
I'm throwing in conspiracy. Someone came over there and was like, "It's time for you to die, Matthew Perry."
I
was like,
oh, I did the same thing.
Why? I was like, "Why? Why y'all killing people now? Stop!"
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I think. I'm like, you don't know what the disease or something or whatever or whatever will happen. I mean. No, I think someone was after him. It's like, this is what you get, Matthew Perry. Our stock is down.
Yeah.
What? Well, what did Matthew Perry have to do with the stock? I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Someone and in his hot tub. Isn't that like in all like the movies when you know there's a dead person in the hot tub or their pool and you're like, what's going on? Time to investigate. Yeah. And then they find out where it goes to. I mean,
we'll wait for the details because I don't like conspiracy theories of people because people come up with some of the wildest stories.
Yep.
I hope like the wildest one is that it ties into Obama because sometimes there'll be a story that'd be like just tied into Obama.
That's crazy.
You know, it's true. Yeah. They tie it to all back to Obama. Like, if we didn't vote for Obama to be in office, what did Obama have to do with this?
Yeah.
That man's been out of office for so many years. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Obama, there's just stuff going on with a guy coming out again.
What's going on with Obama?
Apparently he's bisexual.
Yeah, thank you, Blardock.
Apparently Obama was bisexual.
But wasn't he already kind of, you know, he was passing some stuff. He was passing some stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't care. Never cared. I
mean, all right. Obama. Well.
Yeah, so.
All right. Well, then, other than that, I think that is it. To have podcasts. This is our 40th episode. I guess so. Woo woo. Other than that, Fruity Loops, all that hoopity doo, poopity poop. You know that Kanye song?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. It's that Kanye song came to my mind.
Have you seen the reaction to everybody? Have you seen all the reactions? Yeah, everyone is just their face. Look when he gets to that bar. Yeah, it's just like what?
Yeah, he was just spitting bars at that time.
All right. Well, take care. Bye bye.
Peace out.
Bye. Have a great week.